or tapes of End Time Meeting, Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, July the 6th, 2001. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey of Millington, Tennessee, is the teacher of the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The Lord showed me that the smoke that came up out of the pit was to cover what the enemy was doing. When the smoke represents covering, it's a covering and what can be hidden. And he said there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, and the scorpion of the earth gave earth have power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither in the trees, but only those men which had not the seal of God in their forehead. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. I'm going to skip down now to the verse 7. It said, and the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were men as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the face of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. I've heard people teach on this and say that this was end time warfare, and that this was a picture that at the time that John was seeing this, that he didn't know how to describe what he was seeing in the except in the spirit realm. And I see this as demonic forces that are coming forth upon the earth that are attacking God's people, and God's people don't recognize what they're doing. So going on down to verse 11, it said they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. And some people say Abaddon, and I call him Abaddon. That's what I met him as. That's what he told me his name was, so I just call him that. But in the Greek tongue, he has his name Apollyon. And the thing is, it's a spirit of destruction that comes forth to destroy. And it does that. It does a good job of it. I cast Apollyon out of a girl in our church several years ago. And he almost destroyed her before we found out who he was. I'd never heard of it. And when he told me I met him, when he manifested, I asked him who he was. I'd never heard of it, so I had to get in the scripture and find out what his name was, you know, what he was and where he came from. But all of this other stuff that was talking about, had to clean out a lot of it, take his power, his strength away from him before we could get him out. I'm going to share a little bit before I get, I've got another one over here and I'm going to do it, but I don't know if in your ministry, I hear people talk about a personality or something in a person, you know, but I have ministered to people that's had multiple personalities, and the ruler behind them, the strong man, was a power spirit. And I don't think I've ever run into anybody. I don't know anybody's ever told me that they've ever cast one out. But I know it took us about half a night one night with about half a dozen of us taking turns working. You know, some of us would pray a while and then some of us would rest and then the others would pray.
What was marriage
related to that? Well, schizophrenia is there. But the thing was, it was... another spirit that was under this one, but we ran into this. I ran into this spirit one morning in my church. I was praying for this woman, and I watched her face change. Her countenance would change, and she didn't I mean, it was real strange to just sit and watch. And I'd seen that girl just, her head would literally turn backwards. Her chin would be up here. And, you know, she'd be lying on the floor. And it was it was just real strange. I always worked on her head and, you know, held her, got in her ear to pray so people couldn't hear what I was calling out. And because back then we didn't know how to bind and we had to hold them when they got vicious. You know, I've been through all of it. We used to work all night on when we get a spirit manifest. We didn't know what to do with it because we couldn't let her go home, and it was manifest and sitting there talking to us and all of that. You know, and we just sit there. You know, we learned. But anyway, I was praying for her one morning in church, and she ran from me and ended up on the floor in front of the Lord's Supper table. Somebody said, y'all go to the back room and do that. And I said, well, Jesus did it. We hadn't gone down the street yet, but we might. But anyways, she manifested, and I was calling that spirit out of her. And I said, what's your name? And he just said, well, it's just a little old me. And I said, you come out of there. Who are you? Come out of there. He said, I don't have to go. You know who I am. I thought, well, you're right about that. I don't know who you are, but you do have to go. And I kept after it. And finally, and it kept saying, little old me. And then finally, you know, it dawned on me. It was telling me who he was. It was her. It had the same name she did, but it had a number. And so when it finally dawned on me that she was saying, that demon was saying, it's just little old me. And I said, oh, finally he listened. I said, you come out of there. And he said, I don't have to. I said, yes, you do. And he said, no, you don't, because you don't know my number. Well, I've never heard that before. I mean, I learned, you know, you learned. And I said, what is your number? He says, 4. So I said, okay, so-and-so 4, come out of there. And he said, I don't have to. I said, you do. No, I don't. I said, the word says you have to obey the name of Jesus Christ. I know I do, but not till you know how to get me out. So I learned. I'm telling you this because I've been through school. I'm still going through school. But that thing came in through a soul tie. Her soul had been shredded. And this thing, when the devil took a piece of her soul out, he put this in, the false personality in. And so a fellow got him to tell me how he came in. She had opened the door trying to please somebody. And so when I broke the soul tie between the one that had, you know, she had opened the door to let this thing in, then he came out. We got them all out except one, 13. And I couldn't understand why I couldn't get 13 out until I got in the Word and found out that number 13 is witchcraft. And she, every time we'd talk about witchcraft in our church, she'd get mad. She said, I saw y'all talk about it. It seemed like, you know, we didn't talk about it all the time, but if we talked about it, that thing would say, that's all y'all talking about. She was talking, but it was the spirit in her that was talking to me. So when I finally found out how the witchcraft got in and we got it out, we went after the ruler spirit. And it left, and that thing kept telling me he was going to kill her. Destruction was working big time. He said, I'll kill her before I leave. This is my house. I've been here for a long time, and I'm not leaving just because you tell me to. And so we worked and worked, and we prayed, and we finally, she took back over her house and looked at me, and she said, get it out. I don't care what happens. She said, I want to be free. Let me tell you something. We worked, I don't remember how long, but we was, as I said, it was 6 of us, and we took shifts. We worked, and the very last, it took all 6 of us to hold her on the floor. And when that thing came out, there was no doubt it came out. That girl came up off the floor praising God. She was worshiping the Lord. It was a beautiful sight to behold, and that's why deliverance to me is so important. I have seen what deliverance does when they are truly free from something. And she's a deliverance worker. God's given her a real good, real gift of discernment. And it's been such a blessing. It's hard work. And a lot of people don't want it. They want to touch and they're gone. I love that too. But you know what? Demons don't want to manifest. Did you know they don't? Because it shows God's power is greater than the devil's, and they don't want to manifest. And when they manifest, it shows the presence of God is working, and they have to manifest. They don't want to. And when we don't want them to manifest, we're just getting in agreement with the devil with them. I found that out when they said, told me that how much they hated me. He says, they tell me, why don't you do deliverance like everybody else? And I said, well, how are they doing it? Aren't they doing it like me?
No.
Oh, they did it. Well, they just said, well, says if you, I told those ladies upstairs, they promised to give me a church with two bathrooms in it if I quit doing it. We had a church with just one bathroom in it. But promised me a church with two bathrooms, and they didn't promise. They knew I'd been praying that the Lord would give us a church with another bathroom in it, and I told them, I said, I'll make deals, but they never offered me money. They just gonna give me a church with two bathrooms. But it took 12, 15 years to get it. And the only reason we got it was... yeah, but the devil didn't give it to us. It took a long time. But the thing is that they don't want to manifest. And when you see what God does, how they come up and the power of God's working with them and on them, it's so exciting to me. And I'll spend time on the floor with them. I don't care when they manifest and fall off on the floor. I'm going to be right down there with them. Anyway, let's see. I think I have one more. I got some scripture. I gave you this. Now I'm showing you your authority, okay? Let's go to Luke 10. We're going to do some deliverance in just a few minutes. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And then he goes on to say in verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil, of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And you know, a lot of people read that and they say, well, God doesn't, you know, want you to be glad that devils rejoice. But what he's saying to us, that we should be able to cast out devils without any problem. He's given us the authority. He said, I've given you that word power is authority over, and he said, all the power of the devil. Do you rebuke the storms when they come? God's given you authority over them. People say, well, maybe it's of God. Well, if it's of God, it won't. If God's bringing the storm, nothing, your rebuking won't happen. But let me tell you, I've rebuked them many a time when the tornadoes were hitting, and I've seen them. I always ask the Father to send them down the river so they won't do harm to anyone. When a weatherman says it's going to do this or do that, and I said, I'll break the curse of those words. God's given us authority. He's given us authority over all the power of the devil. He's given us power to cast out the spirits. But he's also given us authority over the ground that we live in. He's given us authority to use his power and his name. And he says, over all, I hear some people say, well, you can't do that. I've had them tell me I can't call on angels. And I said, but the word says in Hebrews 1:7 that angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that are shall be heirs of salvation. And I'm a shall be heir of salvation. And I call and ask the Lord, I'm saved. But I'm going to be saved. I'm saved. I'm being saved. And I shall be saved. Okay? And so I have authority to use his word. He says over in Psalms that the angels hearken unto the words to God's word. Psalms 104, I think, in verse 20 says that. And they excel in strength. And I need their strength. And there's times I've been in, have you ever been in your house doing some work, ladies, and you couldn't get something to move? And say, Father, send me an angel to help me with this. I moved a sideboard, an old oak sideboard. Y'all may not know what this is. A great big old monstrosity of an antique, old 100 years old. It took 6 men to move it when I moved. I wanted to paint the dining room. I moved that thing. I said, Father, I want to paint this corner where this thing is. Would you send some angels in here to move this? My husband came in and sitting in the middle of the floor. He said, how'd you get that out there? I said, I had help. He said, who came? I said, the angels of the Lord. He said, I don't doubt it. But we have the authority, and we say, Father, send the angels in to do the things that we need that we can't do ourselves. He's given us authority. And they say, well, you might get an evil angel. Well, good grief. I didn't call for an evil angel. I called for one of God's angels. And people are afraid sometimes to say, Father, you know, I used to, when Jimmy go to work in the morning, and I know y'all not interested in all this, but we go hear it anyway. I mean, I'm going to say it, I hope you. And we lived on the highway, and the traffic was terrible. And he would get out, have to go with the four-lane highway, but there was a, you know, median between it. He had to get out and go down this way and go across and back up that way. And it was dangerous. And I stand in the front door, and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I actually put angels around Jim that no one will harm him, and he won't harm anyone in his car as he goes to work. I ask for your protection over him. Send the angels forth, and all these other idiots that are driving like idiots. Father, would you just put angels out there so they don't hurt anybody? Said, we have authority. And they were driving like idiots. They just drive. But anyway, God took care of him. And we have authority to, he's given us power and authority over all the works of his hands. Angels are created beings. He created them. I asked for angels around my house. I asked for angels in my car. And I asked them around my car. When I start up here, when I start home, I will ask the Father to put angels around my car and that he will line the highway with angels and that if any trap or snare that the devil has laid for me, that God will send the angels ahead of me and destroy it before I get there so no harm will come to me. And see, I've seen them. I know they're there. I know that I've seen the spirits on the road. And I know they're there. And I know that the enemy would like to destroy all of us so we would can't do the work that God's called us to do. So we need to take our authority and walk in it. Okay, a couple more scriptures. Matthew 28 and verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. He said, to go forth. He said, all power has been given to him in heaven and earth. And you know, I ask you this. Jesus is seated at the Father's right hand. He has all things and all power. But he left that power down here for us to use. Luke 10, I just read it. Behold, I give you authority, power over all the power of the devil, of the enemy. He says, and all power has been given to him. And he says in Isaiah 1:18, he says, come and let us reason together. And I said, I don't have any reason with God with except his word. And I said, Father, this is what your word says. And you said you gave me authority and you gave me power. It's God's power, but he gave it to me. He gave me power if I'll believe for it. You can have what you can believe God for. It's yours. He said, woke me up one morning, and he said to me, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. I said, yes. You know, when we hear scripture, we know that. He said to me three times, he said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. So I get up and go get my Bible and find it, John 14:14. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name. Let's look at it. And I said, Lord, and that don't mean that I'm going to go out and ask him for a Cadillac, $1 million. But this is pertaining to the works he's called us to do. He's given us every weapon that we need to fight these forces. He's given us his spirit. He's given us his name. He's given us his authority, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word. John 14:14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In Matthew 16, I shared this upstairs a while ago. The Lord gave this, woke me. I said, he woke me up. I didn't tell y'all why the Lord woke me up that morning. I don't think I told you. He woke me up and told me, he spoke to me about 4:30 one morning, and he said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And I said, I know, Lord, I know. And so I thought I was going back to sleep, and I heard him say again, whatever you shall bind on earth is bound in heaven. And I said, Lord, I know. He spoke to me again. I said, okay, Lord, I'll get up. So I got my Bible, and I read it. And he told me to read, and I told him I read 13 down through 19. I won't read it to you, but he told me what he was saying to me was, he said that the binding and loosing works according to who he is to you. He said to me, he said, the binding, when you bind, it works according to who I am to you. And I said, Lord, you're telling me that you, my authority is in your name, and it's according to my faith in you. And he said, that's it. So you got to know that you know that you know. Now, I want to tell you why God woke me up. He gave me this scripture. And you said, well, he gave you the scripture. Yes, he did. But you see, at 7 o'clock, around 7 o'clock, I got a phone call. And I got a phone call from a girl in our church that we had been ministering deliverance to. And she said, Mildred, help me. I said, what's wrong? She said, she was talking on the phone, but she said, my body is so twisted, I cannot get it straightened. She said, her daughter was holding the telephone for her. She said, she's holding the phone for me. She said, help me. And I said, I bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I take your authority away from you in Jesus' name. You loosen her body and let her go. And I continued to bind. I just continued to bind her. And she says, don't stop. I'm beginning to get loose. Her body, she told me later, her body was so twisted, there was no way in the world she could have done it herself. And as I bound the spirit in her, see, God gave me the binding. This is when he really taught me how to bind. So that as I bound that spirit in her, she became free. He's given us authority to bind and to loose. He said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loose. And so we're going to bind the strong men over the church. I hope I haven't bored you all this afternoon. I'm obedient to the Lord. And we're going to do deliverance. And I have a lot of spirits I want to call out. God also gave me a lot of things to call out. So, okay. Feet flat on the floor. And I said, I told the ladies upstairs, I said, Dr. Noel took us through all these prayers again this morning, so we don't really have to go through them. But if you've been in strife or been angry at anybody or upset, repent. Unforgiveness will stop deliverance. We cannot hold unforgiveness in our hearts. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come in the authority you've given me where I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the third heaven, far above principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. My authority comes from the throne room. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind the powers of darkness over this place. I bind kings and thrones and dominions, principalities and powers, wicked spirits in heavenly places. I bind witchcraft. I bind Satanism. I bind every witch spirit, every astro-projected spirit, any extra projection in here, any witches. I command them out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask for the angels of the Lord to come in, Father, as many as we need, to take the demons as they come out to the bottomless pit and bind them in the pit until the day of judgment. I thank you, Father, for the authority that's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirits of... I'm going to begin with hunter souls. I come against the spirits of hunter souls. I bind the spirit of the witches in the name of Jesus, and I call out every spirit of the hunter souls in Jesus' name. Loosen them and let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to restore every soul in here and bring it back to the way it was when you put it in each one of us, when you created us. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Every part of every spirit from the hunter souls, every fragmented part of the soul of someone else, come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Any alien souls that are in there, I call them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them and come out in Jesus' name. I bind him, the spirit of Nimrod. I bind him by his name and I call him out, the spirit of Nimrod. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of confusion and divination, witchcraft and false prophecy. Come on out of there. Let them go. Spirits of that have come in and are working with us, hunter souls, loosen them and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. I come against the spirit of Jezebel. I bind Jezebel and I break the strip of her power in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of it, of that witchcraft spirit, back to the Garden of Eden on both sides of the family. Jezebel, loosen and come out of there. Oh, I forgot the Ahab spirit. Okay. I come against Ahab's spirit also in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I missed that. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we separate Ahab and Jezebel. And I call Jezebel out. Loosen them and let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Spirits of the witch, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come on out of there. Witchcraft, control, whoredom, idolatry, Baal worship, fornication, mother of harlots, come out of there. Mr. Babylon, let them go. Queen of heaven, come out of there now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, rebellion, disobedience, jealousy, religious pride, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call out spirits of Leviathan, king of pride. I call out pride, spirits of pride. Let them go and come out. Let them go and come out in Jesus' name. I call out pride, a haughty look, a lying tongue, wicked imagination, a false witness. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Familiar spirits, spirit guides, and new age gods, in the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Spirits of mind control, mind occult, mind binding, and witchcraft, and sorcery. Listen to them and come on out of there. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against pride of beauty, position, power, strength, all the spirits of pride. Let them go. Little pride, big pride, come out of there. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out. Spirits of Apollyon. Apollyon, the spirits of destruction, spirits of, I break every curse of death that's been loosed, and I call death out. Spirit, death, let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there now in Jesus' name. Turn them loose and come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. I loose the spirit of life on death. Come out of there. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against fear, hidden fear. Fear of death, fear of all kinds of fear. Fear of snakes, fear of fire, fear of storms, fear of people. Come out of them. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hidden fear, spirits of passivity, slothful spirits, fatigue, weariness, compromise. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Work with me now. If you start getting deliverance and it stops, we'll take a deep breath and force the thing out. Let's do a lot of house cleaning. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against compromise, anger, confusion, depression, spirits of escape, double-minded spirits. Spirits of addiction. I come against alcohol, addiction for alcohol, craving, and drugs, addiction of drugs, all kinds of drugs. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. Spirits of envy and forgetfulness, madness, insanity, hate, murder. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Turn them loose. Yeah, let them go. Let them go. Spirits, I come against arrogance, stiff neck, pride, puffed up pride, big pride, little pride. Spirits of no fear of God, come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn them loose. 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 Come on out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wicked imagination, a haughty look, lying tongue, a false witness, familiar spirits, spirit guides, new age guides, kundalini spirits, woman, medicine man, yin and yang. Come on out there. In the name of Jesus, confusion, fears, Orion, the prophet, Ishtar, Diana, Rosemary. Come out of there, Semiramis, queen of heaven. Come out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mr. Babylon, Mother Mary, Mistress of sorcery. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I like this. Rotten fruit of Jezebel. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them and let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Premature death. Suicide. Destruction of the family. Divorce. Instability. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose and let go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of retaliation, haughty spirit, drunkenness, spirit of drunkenness, alcoholic spirits, wine is a mocker. I called mockery out, and I called the wine spirit out. All alcoholic spirits, come on out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose. Let them go. Let them go. Spirits of divination. Spirits of divination. In the name of Jesus. Unclean spirits. Perversion. Sexual perversion. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stroke. I come against strokes, heart attacks, mental illness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Heart attacks, heart failure, high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen. Loosen and let them go. I come against all those mind control spirits. Mind control. Loosen them. Mind binding, mind wandering. In the name of Jesus Christ, every mind binding spirit, mental illness, in the name of Jesus, confusion, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, spirits of forgetfulness, in the name of Jesus. Father, every part of the soul that's been removed and forgetful spirits have put in, I ask you to restore that part of the soul in Jesus' name. Spirits of rage, hate, murder, fear of death, poverty. I break every curse of poverty and call out that spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus. Spirits of cancer, blood diseases, heart diseases, blindness, craving, and spirits of infirmity, spirits of disease. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. All physical. Those serpentine spirits. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on out of there, every one of the serpentine spirits. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Turn loose and let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. Turn them loose and come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Witchcraft spirits, divination, mind control, necromancy. Spirits of necromancy. Ever gone to the cemetery and talked to the dead? Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of necromancy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them. I call that evil angel out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. The blood of Jesus cleanses. Come on out there. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loosen. Jim, if you see something, get up and go to work. I'll put you to work. I don't want anybody sitting around that can work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Spirits of confusion. Spirits of divination, spirits of witchcraft, palm reading, tarot cards, fortune telling. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Say something to me. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. If you got something you want me to get out, call it. Tell me and I'll call it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Voltaire, come out of there. Voltaire, come out of there. I break the curse over you and I call Voltaire out. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let her go. Let her go. I break every ending curse. I break hereditary curses. Read before what was that I went after yesterday? Can't think of it. Ancestral worship, in the name of Jesus, I break every curse of ancestral worship, and I call it out. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and let it go. Come on out there. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. Turn them loose and come out there. Come out there. Come out there in the name of Jesus. If you're not getting anything to move on you, cough. Breathe deep. Cough. Store them up. Get them out. Come on out there. Come on out there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out there. Let them go. Ancestral worship, ancestral curses in the name of Jesus. Turn loose and come out there. I call out that Terminator spirit in the name of Jesus. Terminator, come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loosen them. The termination, early death, come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break every curse of sexual perversion in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen and come out of there. Come on out of there. Come out. Take away your authority. Loosen them. Loosen. Loosen and let go. Loosen and let go. Come out of there. Come on out of there. All sex. Anal sex. Come on out of there. Let them go. Perversion. Sexual perversion. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loosen them. Turn loose and let go. Come on out there in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let her go. Come out of there.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let her go. Let her go. We bind that pain. We bind the pain. You stop telling her, demon. You come out of there. We bind your pain. You stop putting pain on her. Jesus' name. In 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 Jesus' name. Turn loose and let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. What was that? All the pain. I call all the pain out in the name of Jesus. Pain. Pain is a spirit. Come on out there in Jesus' name. Spirits of obesity. In the name of Jesus. I didn't hear the other. Little old me. Come on out there. Little old me. Yeah, right. Thank you. And little old me. Come on out there. Come on out. All the pain, the obesity. What was the other one? Pain and hurt. Hurt. All the hurt in the name of Jesus. All the pain, all the hurt in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of arthritis, come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Gluttony, spirit of gluttony. I break every curse of gluttony in the name of Jesus. I come against eating of pork. I call the swine's meat out in the name of Jesus and all the worms in it in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and all the fat. Let them go. Let them go. Unclean. Eating uncleanness in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Eating unclean things. Come on out of there. Eating of blood. Come out of them. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Eating blood. Come on out of there. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go. Sleep, oh yeah, sleep acne, in the name of Jesus, like you lost my back, in the name of Jesus, come on out there, I break that curse over the family bloodline, in the name of Jesus, and I call it out, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let them go, turn them loose and let them go, in the name of Jesus Christ, let them go, in Jesus' name, come on out there, turn loose and let go, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. Come on out there. We call that snoring spirit out. In the name of Jesus, it's a spirit. Come on out there. Turn them loose. We break the power of it and command it to go. Come on out there in Jesus. Come on out there. Let go. Come on out there. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. spirits of insomnia, come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn loose. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Spirit of rejection. I come against rejection. I break every curse of rejection. Call it out in the name of Jesus. Self-rejection, fear of rejection, and spirit of rejection. Turn loose and come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ooh, praise the Lord. Anybody else? Got anything else I need? Can't hear. Oh, do you have your hand up, hon? Arthritis. Come on out of there. I break that curse of arthritis in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's the root of arthritis. Can't think of it right now. Bitterness, unforgiveness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let her go. Come on, all the arthritis. Come out of there. We command you to turn her loose and let her go. Let her go. We bind your ability to put pain on her and to harm her in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for deliverance. We just thank you for the deliverance, Father. And if you raise your hands, let's ask God to fill us. Father, we just ask you to fill us afresh and new with your spirit, with the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and all the spirits of God, of power and love and a sound mind. Lord, bring healing to everything that this enemy has done in everyone's body in the name of Jesus. I ask you to just fill us with your joy and your love and your peace in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for deliverance and I bind all backlash and retaliation. I ask, Father, for the angels now to cleanse the church, take every spirit out to the pit in Jesus' name and bind them there to the day of judgment. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory for all that you do. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And all God's people said,
this is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.